Oh, hi, is this Randall?
This is him.
Hi, this is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I was following up because we got a message that you were wanting to cancel the account.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not really getting much of a result with you guys. And because I think we had this conversation a long time ago. My wife and I created a website that we've gotten more interactions with versus the one that you guys had created for us. And the website that you guys have just isn't really, honestly, working out very well. And at this point, it just doesn't really financially make sense for me to spend $250 a month on, you know, something that's not really being very effective. I mean, I've had some people, you know, reach in, not saying that you guys haven't given me anything, but I would say, you know, the majority of my work comes from mainly Facebook and giving people my card and getting them to my website directly.
Okay.
So what I'm getting out of this is, it's just one of those deals where I'm just trying to be financially responsible for the business, and I'm just figuring out what works and doesn't work. I mean, you know, I'm not saying that you guys are bad or anything like that. I don't want you guys to get the wrong idea. I mean, you guys had great customer service. You guys have been great with me personally, which
I
do
appreciate that. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Thanks for saying
that.
But
I just honestly, but from a business interest standpoint, I think it's just going to make sense that I'm going to have to cancel my subscription and try to be a little bit more responsible, you know, and try to just, you know, dedicate what I need to focus on. Right now, like what I've got going on with the business is we've just got our foot in the door with the Chamber of Commerce. We're already on the board of contractors with, you know, the city of Bend, and I mean, we're making some pretty good dents already. I mean, Facebook is definitely being watched. You know,
yeah.
It seems that's where I'm getting a lot of my marketing from. And then just reaching out to past clients has gotten me quite a bit of work going. So half my work goes with word of mouth. 30%, you know, I've been marketing on Facebook. Obviously, I need to do a little bit, you know, more work on that and just kind of advertising it that way. And just financially, it seems to pay itself in dividends when I do it that way. And then of course, you know, past customers, which includes the word of mouth, that's where kind of the rest of the fill-ins happen. So,
okay, so I
honestly,
need
right now,
some options because I'm not sure if you're aware of this, Randall, but there is a $249 past due balance on the account, and that's because in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 13th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So I can't cancel the account with the past due balance, but I want to give you some options because you mentioned to me that the $250 was a little bit of a stretch on the budget considering that all that's the avenues that you're taking doing marketing on your own are working well, you know? So your program includes $100 worth of Google ads. So if you wanted to, we could remove the Google ads, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. Now, with that package, you're still on the first page of Google locally. You're still on the first page of Bing. The website stays up and running. You stay on all 48 additional directories that we have, including Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, you name it, your business is there. And then also you stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, and the tablets, as well as the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So I suggest that to you only because a lot of people will go to a package like that, especially if they hit a tight spot, because you could always call back later and put those ads on if you wanted to.
Sure. No, I see what you're saying there. I think that's something we had talked about previously, but nothing has really changed there. I'm still seeing the website spill up. So the actual website I'm actually using is blackgooexp.com, and our phone number is on there that way. And so, I mean, yeah, and last time I tried to make this work, and I talked to, it wasn't you, it was a different representative.
Uh-huh.
And so for whatever reason, I mean, nothing really changed there. So I was honestly kind of a little bit disappointed. But then again, of course, I mean, I'm just so busy right now. It's just hard to keep up. But, you know, but I'm kind of in a point right now. I'm trying to be, you know, really tightening down on the business expenses. We're really trying to reduce as much expense as we don't need. Obviously, mm-hmm. marketing is the most important tool to me, and that's the investment we have to make. So with that being said, yes, I see what you're saying there with the whole, you know, deal there. But as far as, I mean, I guess the options, I don't know. I mean, what do you think the next move should be at this point? I mean, just going from here on out.
Well, if you wanted to cancel the program, I'd have to collect the $249 because that's the past due balance. If you want to continue, I can make the adjustment and put the $149 on there. That would save you $100. And keep in mind, you're still on a month-to-month subscription. So as long as you called us before November 13th, you could then cancel the program and you wouldn't have any further charges. But that way you would at least save a little bit of money based on, you know, the agreement that you have with us.
Okay, that's fine.
You want to do that? Okay.
Yeah, let's just do that now, and mm-hmm. we'll go from there.
Yeah, just remember, you'll be paid in full till November 13th, so you could always call back and cancel before then if you still wanted to. So I adjusted that past due balance to $149, and is there a different card that you wanted to use, or was it just that this one was low on funds? We have a Visa ending in 3469.
It's just that one, but can I give you a call back when that's ready to go?
Of course, yeah. So the system does try it once daily, so it might, you know, automatically go through, unless do you know when that would be ready to go? Maybe I could just push the invoice date out a week for you or something like that? Or
I would, yeah, I would.
Okay, so let's see. You want to say the 25th, which is next week Tuesday?
Yeah, that would work fine for me.
Okay. Yeah, and if it happens sooner, you can call me, but that will at least prevent the auto billing in the meantime, okay?
Okay. It's me. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Good. So we have a little bit of a resolution, at least for now. So I did set the invoice date for you for next Tuesday. So in the meantime, have a really nice rest of your week. And if you have any questions between now and then, just call us, okay?
Okay, and if it makes it easier, and I may change my mind about this, but the best thing I care about especially is if I work one-on-one with a representative who, you know, I can, you know, be, like, primarily with, because then I just hate regurgitating and repeating myself to different people. It really frustrates me. So if there is an option to do that, if you could text me, and I think you've done it in the past, and I tried tracking you a long time ago, but I lost track of you.
That's so nice of you. What a compliment. Thank you.
I'm not trying to sound weird or anything here, but I'm just saying.
No, you're not the only one. I have a couple of clients that they just want to deal with me, and I tell them, and I'll tell you the same thing, I'm not a technician. I don't do programming, so there might be some times that I can't help you, but if you use me as a point of contact, at least I can get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, because the thing I like about it is just because then we can kind of establish kind of some knowledge in a business relationship that way, just where there's, you know, it's like, you know what I'm dealing with, and, you know my situation, and obviously it helps you keep better track of what's going on and saying, oh, okay, we had a conversation about this, we need to move into this. Because we already had a conversation, I don't have to repeat myself 5 times to someone else. It drives me crazy.
It's wasting
my time, and time is valuable to me right now because, you know, I'm in the field and I'm wearing 5 different ball caps. So I'm trying to, I can only keep up with so much. So.
Okay, so I'm going to put that in here, and if you call me for updates or revisions or anything that you do, I'll just make sure to notate the account heavily. That way, if I have to send the information off to another department, no one will have you repeat that because I'll get it all put in there, you know, with my I's dotted and my T's crossed, so to speak, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Good. Okay, well, thank you for the little heads up there, and then we'll be talking to you next week, Tuesday, if not sooner, okay?
Okay, sounds good, Tina. Thank you for your help.
All right. You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye, Randall.
You have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye.